Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Tilly Norwood, you might ask, who's she? Well, she's the actress who's caused uproar in the acting industry over the weekend. Some experts have even hailed her as the next Natalie Portman. The only thing is, she's not quite human. Aisling Goodwin is an actor and dialect coach. Aisling's with me here on the programme this afternoon. Hollywood's an uproar over the emergence of Tilly Norwood, Aisling.
Yeah, I think rightly so. I don't think we can call Tilly an actor. I mean, it's a programme. And I think there's an awful lot of people worried, and we probably should be.
So she's the AI-generated actress who I actually, she has, I was looking at her, what would you call it? I suppose her portfolio video that has been compiled by her creator, showing all of the different things that she can do, the different kind of, you know, characters she can play. She can cry on spec, whatever you require. I've shared it on my own Instagram if people want to see it at Andrea Gilligan 1 there. But it is frightening, isn't it, how true to life she seems?
Yeah, I mean, I think initially there was a lot of people would have been sold when they seen it and didn't immediately jump to the fact that that's AI. That's how far it's come. So, I mean, if it's at that level already, that's only going to get better and better as time goes on. Even myself, when I first seen it, before I realised I hadn't actually read the headline of the article, I'd just seen the piece. It took a minute. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying because ultimately, like that, we're looking at the replacement of human performers one way or another down the line, I think.
The industry, though, like a lot of big names in Hollywood, there's been, it's ignited quite a bit of backlash as a result of this over the weekend. Some of the, you know, huge big names, very critical of talent agencies who are even interested in representing this, if you want to say, so-called digital performer, Aisling.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane that people, that even, I've seen some agencies come out and applaud it and say, you know, it's fantastic. And from an artistic perspective, just looking at it, even from a technical perspective, it is fantastic. And, you know, what they've done is incredible, but it's a program. Calling this program an actor is, so, frankly, it's insulting. But it's also, it's really going to disrupt the playing field. I mean, this program, it's never going to age. It's going to be available all the time. You know, there's never going to be conflicts with scheduling. It's likely going to be cheaper than some actors. It's, you know, you cannot compete with something like this.
Shauna Griffith is joining us as well, Aisling. Shauna is a casting director. Would you cast Tilly Norwood, Shauna?
No, I would not. She's not an actor. She, as Aisling rightly said, she's a computer program that has used established actors' likeness and skill and knowledge to learn what she should be doing, but she's not an actor.
Her creator, Elaine van der Velden, has defended her creation, saying that she isn't a replacement for a human being. Do you believe that?
I can't say I do, because again, like Aisling said, it is easier in theory to use an AI generated quote unquote actor, no scheduling or anything like that. So I don't see how she isn't developed to replace talent, which is frightening.
But I would have thought that you'd have a lot of people like me who probably, you know, I have to be honest, a little bit like Aisling, Sean, earlier this morning when I saw this this trailer or portfolio of the AI actress, I was duped initially. I looked at it. It took me a few seconds to cop on that it was an AI version, or, you know, that she was an AI actress. So do you think there'll be people who will just say, do you know what, I'm whatever movie she's starring in, I'm just not going to the cinema to see this. I'm point blank not going to watch it. I'm going to boycott it.
I think there'll be a huge number of people that will not watch anything that she's in. I even had it up on my own Instagram today, and again, the backlash to it is huge, and it's just a categorical no. The industry will not support that.
So if there's likely to be a boycott from viewers, from cinema goers, then surely it's unlikely she would be cast in anything then.
You would like to think that. You would like to think that she most likely won't be. And I think from a technological standpoint and an artistic standpoint from the creators, she is remarkable in what, like, how she can do both. And the fact that there is such a likeness to human beings. But I just don't think that should take away from the hard work and dedication and heart that actual actors give to a role. And I think looking at actors as a title, an actor, but behind that actor is a human being who has invested time, money, heart, energy into honing their creative role and bringing something of themselves to each character that they bring to us. So in the casting room, I'm so honored to see so many actors bring a piece of themselves to each role. And if we just think of Tilly as another actor who has put all of this time, energy and love into a role, we're missing a mark.
Yeah, but I would have thought as well, Aisling, though, it's unlikely she'll be able to convey emotion convincingly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that a programme can't emulate the human experience, but I mean, currently, obviously, they can't. And I think that that will always be missing from a computer programme, that connection. And that's even psychologically, when you're watching a programme, that's what you engage with as a viewer. It's that human emotion, that real human connection. So I think there is going to be a void there that potentially a programme can never fill. But I mean, who's to say? I mean, look at the leaps and bounds that AI has come along in the last couple of years. So
yeah.
it is scary, but currently, no, I don't think it can. I think it almost devalues human artistry because it's very surface level. It's not capturing the human emotion. It's capturing the surface level performance.
I'm looking at the trailer here, you know, and there's sort of like a gladiator style scene, and then you get something similar, maybe you're akin to Jurassic Park, and then there is the sort of, you know, scenes that are more, you know, similar or synonymous with kind of animated movies anyway, so maybe that element of it is fine, but then it goes back into the normal, you know, day-to-day movies that any of us might go to see in the cinema this evening or over the weekend, and I just wonder how put off people will be by that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to watch something and there's a big, you know, label at the front, like you would if it was all CGI, you're aware it's CGI that you're watching, and you know, you don't believe that these characters are out in space, you're aware it's all computer animated or even animation itself. But they're peddling her even now as an actor, and it's being pushed out as Tilly is an actor and agents are looking to represent her. So that's a completely different ballgame altogether.
Should actors, I should say real-life actors and actresses, should they boycott agencies that do sign up the likes of Tilly Norwood?
Personally, I think so, absolutely, because it's utterly unfair on every level to consider a programme an actor. And as Shauna was saying, it goes against everything that we've trained and everything that we put into our characters and bringing those human experiences to screen. So to be on board with a team who are saying that actually a programme can do this the same as you can, I think absolutely needs to be boycotted.
Yeah, listener here making the point, please stop calling it she. It's not a person. You can call her an AI actress. Is that what you'd call her? Tilly Norwood is who we're chatting about today. Her profile is up. It's online. It's on Instagram if you want to have a look at it. Just for yourself, I mean, to see, would you spot that she's not actually a human person? Aisling Goodwin, I should say, actor and dialect coach. Shauna Griffith there, casting director. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Now, yesterday on the show, I was chatting to Linda Duffy. She's a licensed rapid transformational therapy practitioner, and she was here on the show to tell us about her experience of having an eating disorder.
I'd start eating in secret. So maybe taking particularly sweet food, so biscuits, sweets, chocolate, something like that, I would eat in secret. The second thing I started doing was I was tracking my calories, but significantly reducing them also. I'd noticed that I would lie about skipping meals. So right. If I was maybe going home, I'd pretend I had lunch or had dinner. Or if I was going out with friends, I'd pretend I'd eaten earlier, things like that. Again, sometimes in relationships, I'd hide what I was eating, pretend I'd eaten, because a lot of us is done in secrecy. Mm. Personally, I had binge eating disorder, so I was very good at kind of managing my weight. So I might overeat and binge and then restrict. So it's a little bit harder when you've binge eating disorder to notice if someone's weight is either fluctuating, whether it's getting really low or really high. It can be a little bit harder to spot the signs.
If you want to listen back to Linda Duffy's story, the podcast is on the News Talk and the Go Loud apps. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. We are going to stick with this, though, throughout the next few days. There's more and more people getting in touch with us about their experience of living with an eating disorder. If you want to get in contact, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.